Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It is now officially Thursday morning here, February 15th, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're bored, glad you're listening. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. On our website under today's guest, you'll find a link to our guest's website, which is www.soldoutwarning.com. The book is called Sold Out Warning. The author, Ronnie McMullen, is joining us. Ronnie, welcome back.
Frank, I'm honored.
No, I'm honored.
And
and I'll not hear any differently. Well, you know, one of the things that we left off with, we were talking about, in essence, the staging of a rapture type event. Now, I myself have never bought into the rapture idea. That's not to say that I, you know, hey, it'd be great if it were true. I just
don't think it is.
Yeah, it would be great to get that get out of jail free card thing. But, you know, the time is supposed to be shortened because of us, for us. Now, why would it be shortened if we weren't here?
Exactly.
So, you know, and there's a whole lot of other sort of things. I mean, if you look at scripture for the most part, just about everything is referenced many times, you know, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they just go back and forth. If you wanted to research something, you could find many, many, many examples, as opposed to the scant examples of a rapture that's described and more alleged and alluded to than just spelled out plainly, like, you know, most other things are. So, you know, as far as all that goes, the idea of a hoaxed rapture is very, very intriguing. You mentioned Project Bluebeam, which is the technology by which they can project holographic imagery pretty much anywhere. Now, that in conjunction with a story that came out in, I want to say, livescience.com. I don't recall. I have it here somewhere. This story, Ronnie, I'm sure you saw it, was talking about a HARP experiment that they did, where they were talking about this opens up new opportunities for quote-unquote celestial advertising. So whether you're beaming a giant Coca-Cola logo into the sky or you're beaming the image of Jesus into the sky, regardless, you can certainly mess with some people.
Well, there's been some images of Jesus out in the desert. And
yes, I've seen those.
Believe that Jesus is out there. And Matthew 24 is very
clear on that.
Yeah, very clear on this. If they say I'm here, I'm not there, paraphrasing. And I thought it interesting also, you know, 2 Corinthians 11, 13, 14 states, for such are false apostles, and it says deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. In other words, they're not apostles of Christ. They're making themselves look like this. And this is what we're finding out, is we're finding these ministers. And I always thought to myself, if you had a million-dollar-plus ministry and you were preaching a pre-tribulation rapture, in other words, you know, God comes back and then the 7 years, all the bad people, and it doesn't happen, what happens to those million-dollar ministries?
Mm, right on.
They're toast.
Mm-hmm.
So something, you know, and you look at the fact that, you know, you have, obviously, you have God the Father, you have Satan, you have Jesus Christ, you have the Antichrist, you have the Holy Spirit, and you have the false prophet. So you have the rapture, okay, that they're talking about. There's got to be a false rapture. There's got to be something that is counterfeited for the coming of Christ. We have to have this. Mm-hmm. Because Satan imitates everything. So then I started, you know, finding this stuff, and I go, oh, my goodness, I think it's very clear. And I, you know, it's interesting, in the UFO world, there's a few Christians that are in the UFO world that are, you know, and they mean well, they have good hearts, but they're still pre-tribulation.
Yes.
And I think, what are you doing? You're going to hurt somebody with this belief.
Yeah, that's certainly a great, great possibility. Well, we're going to expose some deception when we come back, folks. Stay with us, our guest, Ronnie McMullen, and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna ball about like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Frankly Speaking Radio, my friends. Thursday morning now. Our guest this evening, Ronnie McMullen, is joining us. He is the author of the book Sold Out Warning. Ronnie, welcome back, sir.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this very much. One of the things that you have in your book that, like I said, I had never really seen anywhere else, I think is fascinating. This is a correlation you make between scriptures in Ezekiel as well as Matthew, and really come to some pretty incredible conclusions, I got to say.
Yeah, the Ezekiel's will, and Matthew talks about obviously the return of Christ and the mm-hmm. timing of Christ and what we can see and look for. And when you put these two together, it's very interesting watching. I believe nobody knows the time, the day, and the hour of Christ's return, mm-hmm. but we're going to know the season. And these fallen angels, I believe, are really a part of what's getting ready to take place in this what's around the corner, you might say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it talks about this, I guess, in Ezekiel as you know, and a lot of people have thought, in essence, that that is a description of a flying saucer, extraterrestrial craft, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And on page 157, the quote says, quote, "It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning," end quote.
Yes.
And then that, to me, was very interesting, because that ties in with Matthew 24:23-31.
Exactly.
Yes, and I want to find the exact thing, because, again, I think there's some significance there, because, again, here it is. "For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be."
Yes.
Now, that's interesting. Again, two connections I had never made before, both involving the description of lightning, in essence, and one in conjunction with a potential flying saucer, and another in conjunction with Jesus' return. So, in essence, what people would contextualize as possibly a rapture. So, in essence, then, the false rapture would possibly be, what, like a mass abduction?
I believe the false rapture is going to be a mass abduction. If you look at, a lot of the UFO sightings that have taken place, and especially the ones where they're up close, the light is very bright, and of course it burns the person's skin with a radiation burn. And this is one ship. Mm. Now, imagine, if we will, having many ships come together and creating a light so bright, okay, and being able to take the people up. And this, of course, goes in some detail with Project Blue Beam as well, is because people will be abducted, a mass abduction, all at one shot, and I believe they're going to be taken to a lot of these underground compounds and dispersed and used for whatever the fallen ones are using. Obviously, there are rumors that they're using humans for food. There's rumors that they're doing work and using body parts and so on and so forth. So, Jesus says that the end of times is going to be one of the worst times ever recorded in history. Mm-hmm. And so this really, to me, propels getting your faith system intact before things go down, because, I wouldn't want to be a part of this. And I realized also that when these fallen angels come down, they have a power that's very great. They can go through windows. They can go through walls. They take us to their dimension, and it is a dimension. It's a different dimension. And they take us to this. They do what they want, and they deliver us back. There's missing time, so on and so forth. Well, wait a second. If these fallen angels are all so powerful, all so scary, blah, 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 wait a second. It still comes under the heading that God is God, and everything came from Him. Mm-hmm. So this means that there is hope for mankind to say, we can tap into some of the powers that the Lord allows us to tap into if we get our hearts right, stay humble, and thus combat some of the stuff that's going on.
Absolutely. And by the way, I thought you made an incredible explanation there of the lost time, insofar as to say that the time is obviously a measurement of human experiences. Now, this is not something that God came down. Now, He may, and of course in the Bible, when it says on the first day, God did this and so on and so forth, but what is a day to the Lord? We'd have no way of referencing that. We have no comprehension of that. And you mentioned about that these extraterrestrials or fallen angels have no concept of time, because it's never been a part of their world.
It never has. And, God says a day's like a thousand years and a thousand years like a day. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
He cancels it out. So what we have is it's a different dimension. And if you I think I'm intrigued by the scriptures, because, everybody in this world is always searching for a power. Mm-hmm. They want more power.
Yeah.
I preach this a lot where, Satanists, they have no problem. Their belief system is intact. Now, it might be the wrong belief system, but it is a belief system intact. They can walk into a room, levitate people. There's no question. They don't sit there and say, well, I hope I can levitate this person. I'm not sure. What do you think? Oh, I don't know. They don't have any of that problem. They walk in, they do their thing. Why is that? Because the enemy, there's no doubt. They move right into it. Yet the Christian, or the person that supposedly has the faith system intact, they can't even heal a headache. Because they don't believe in anything. Oh, I got to run over and take some ibuprofen so maybe I can feel better. They don't believe in anything. They run in doubt. And this is what our church is. Now, if this stuff is getting ready to take place, and it is, can you imagine? We're a bunch of wimps.
This is the time for us to be training. And every time you would look in the scriptures, Jesus is always calling us to a different dimension, and not a dimension of time, not a dimension of man, a dimension of spirit, something different. And this is exactly what these fallen angels are running, and they are scared of this stuff. This is what you have to study.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I would like to explore the abduction angle a little bit more.
Yes.
As well, because there's so much going on with that. As far as the abductions go, is that sanctioned by our government?
As far as abductions go, there are really no abductions according to the government. I think they melted over with their mumbo-jumbo. You know, the UFO disinformation is crazy. I think the government actually hires people to just go out there, spread lies, rumor, and make mistakes. But I will say this, abduction is a real phenomena. This is not just something, you know, they have the technology to put an abduction into your mind and you never had one. But there are people, again, this is something that there are people that have truly had abductions. I work with Karina Sables in my book, and I tell you one thing, I've met her personally. She came down to a conference in Denver in 2006. Wonderful lady. And anybody that does not believe in abduction, I challenge them to get the video taken by Karina Sables on the website. And it's almost a two-hour video of her personal experiences. And I'll tell you something, when you work with this lady and you see what's gone on with her and her children, you realize there is a reality in abduction. And these fallen ones, they're not here for our fun. They're not here to play patty cake with us. They mean business. And some of the things that she has gone through, been in an underground basis, she has seen the crossbreeding between animals and humans. There's been some wild stuff this lady's gone through. And to see her spirit in her heart, it's fascinating because she has so much to complain about, and she doesn't. And she doesn't want her 5 minutes of fame. She's really on the same page as I am, is warning the people, look, if you don't get things right, if you don't, do this information and check this out and get your belief system intact, you're not going to make it. This is real. You know, a lot of people don't even believe the New World Order even exists. They don't believe that there's been a Grady Treaty in 1954 that was signed by Dwight D. Eisenhower. They don't believe any of this stuff. MacArthur made a comment and said one of our biggest threats is going to be from an outside universe that's going to attack us. I mean, there has been so much. Every president talks about the reality of this, of the fallen angels. So, we are in some very big trouble, and I think the warning needs to go out.
Yes. Let's discuss your research as far as the abductees and the information that you've gotten. What about implants?
Implants, very real, and I think this could be even a possible, I mean, I don't know for sure, but this could be even a possible, we have the national ID card, we have the numbering system that's going on, and obviously this moves towards the mark of the beast, but every abduction that's taken place usually gets some kind of implant. It goes up through the nasal cavity, up into the brain, and every abductee I've talked to, they said, as soon as I received, something up my nose, I knew that somebody was watching me. They felt it almost as if it was in their spirit. They felt somebody was watching them. And, of course, when you're dealing with an abduction, okay, and, of course, you know, we have the governments that say, hey, these are made up in these people's minds. And of course, you know, they're all treated like they're loony. Well, when somebody is raped, and I always use this analogy, if you had a female that was raped by a male, okay, well, we'll talk about it after your break.
A true radio professional, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Ronnie McMullen. His website, soldoutwarning.com. The book is called Sold Out Warning, and that's what we're discussing this evening. Ronnie, welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, because I think this does tie in with the false rapture and a variety of other things, including world events, I guess we could say it this way, who is Nuria Hayakawa? And what were his predictions?
Norio Hayakawa basically made a prediction that back in 92, that basically there was going to be a rapture and followed by 7 years of some very heartache stuff, earthquakes and phenomena like that, as well as New World Order, a group of families that would come and start a whole new civilization. 7 years of craziness. And I actually interviewed Norio Hayakawa. He is a really nice man, but in turn changed his opinion and basically said, oh, no, I don't think there's going to be anything going on. And Area 51 is not any, it's just a regular, base. And there's no anything, it's a lab, there's nothing going on there. And I thought to myself, what is with you?
But he just had a document released, I think it was within this last month, that he's getting ready to do a drive to Dulce, New Mexico, and look around and peek around. And I thought, well, if somebody doesn't believe in this, why would you be going to Dulce, New Mexico and snooping your nose around? So, you know, I'm not sure what to think about Norio, but I think he was into some very powerful levels. And my opinion, and you'll never hear this from him, is I think that they have gotten to him and somewhat threatened him, because that's what they do with anybody that starts digging around. And, you know, if somebody was going to say and threaten my family, I'm not sure how I would handle that. Unless your belief system is really, really intact, it can be very dangerous if you come up with the right kind of truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there as well. Are you familiar with the paper Cosmic Deception by Dr. Stephen Greer?
Yes.
Okay, that to me is very, very important, and if we have time, we'll get into that. But the gist of it is this, is that there has been, and anybody that's ever studied, again, the secret society, certainly the Masonic influence and whatnot, know that there has been an agenda by which the planet will progress to this situation of a one-world government, one-world currency, one-world religion.
Yeah.
And that paper outlines the information of how things are scheduled to go. And of course, you've got the two world wars, and then you get into a war without borders of sorts, a war on terror. And then you get into a hoaxed threat from outer space by which the planet would unite, something that Ronald Reagan has mentioned on more than one occasion, and as well as other people, as you mentioned.
Yes. And, you know, most of the presidents, and of course, you know, George Bush Sr. is very involved in the alien agenda. And so, you know, a lot of people don't know if George W. Bush is necessarily involved. But to me, if his father's very involved, there's a good shot he's involved as well.
Yeah.
And we have watched an array of presidents. Ronald Reagan, you know, it's very upsetting for me, and, you know, maybe I'll upset some people, but I don't mean to. But Ronald Reagan was as dirty as they come. And, you know, he knew what was going on, and there were some signatures on some documents signed with the ETs as well. And of course, you know, his statement at the 42nd General Assembly of the United Nations on September 21st, 87, basically saying in a nutshell, hey, if we have this alien attack, this could produce us all coming together. Well, of course, this would produce the New World Order. If people don't believe in this New World Order, I don't know what else one can do, because there's so much information out there. This book, to me, is about public awareness and saying, hey, this is not just about the New World Order. They have signed themselves over for technology, and the technology was basically, they wanted that technology so they could be in power. Satan, I believe, has sold these New World Order boys, that's what I call them, these New World Order boys, he has sold them a lie that says, yes, judgment is coming from Christ, but you will not be subject to it because you're under me, you're my boys, it's going to be okay. And they believe it. It's all about power, it's all about greed, and so on and so forth. So, you know, these things that Satan produces really messes people up. It's like somebody that's on meth. When they get into it, it just toasts them, and then they realize, oh my goodness, this is not what it was supposed to be, and I can't get out.
It's a very apt analogy, absolutely.
It is really wild. And when you dealing with, you know, this abduction phenomena is really bizarre, because when, you know, again, this analogy, if a woman was raped by a regular man, and, you know, she doesn't want to go talk about it. She doesn't want to go home and say, tell her husband, by the way, I was walking across the parking lot, I was tackled, pulled into a car, and raped. This is already humiliating for her to discuss. And this is a man. Imagine being taken against your will and taken to another dimension and having something happen, and you can't share about it. When you try to, everybody makes you a liar.
Yeah, and the human mind, of course, will find any explanation, even if you got to reach for it, to explain something away. And these experiences seem to be on such a sort of zombified dream state that's probably an excuse that's used as well.
Yeah.
Ronnie, stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks, you're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. I'd like to remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced RF machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free, excuse me, at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation, or you can visit them online at www.natural-solution.com. Let's get back to our guest, Ronnie McMullen. Ronnie, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. You know, we're talking about the abduction experience and whatnot, and you mentioned earlier about the cattle mutilations. Obviously, there's something going on here, and there was something I wanted to ask you about, too, because it's mentioned in the book a little bit, that these cattle mutilations are significant for some reasons. Now, human beings, you know, obviously, you know, we have a soul, and that is something that I've heard from people who have done some of this research, and you mentioned it in the book as well, that, you know, it's possible that these grays, these aliens that people talk about are not necessarily alive per se. I've heard they're grown, in which case they would be like little, you know, drones in essence, but,
yeah.
but possibly, on the mission, by their, you know, the powers that be that direct their actions, to find a soul. Where is it? How can it be achieved? How can it be duplicated? How can it be stolen? In which case, that might explain why cows are abducted as opposed to other things. Cows worshipped as sacred animals in India. So, you know, there's something to that. And then you had something that I hadn't even picked up on before, again, in Scripture, about you know, Satan, Lucifer, the serpent, being cursed above cattle, I believe it said, or something along those lines.
Exactly.
Yeah, explain all, sort of contextualize all that for us.
Well, cattle, you know, the wild thing about cattle, and I'll bring this up too, is they just passed laws that we can eat this cloned food, this cloned beef, and this cloned milk. And again, here we are again.
And it's
cattle.
Completely safe, Ronnie. So don't ask questions about that. Don't doubt their word.
You know what? Why throw any kind of mark on this product? So we don't need to know if it's cloned or real.
Sure.
It doesn't make any difference. So, and where do we deal with the FDA, the Federal, you know, Drug Administration? You know, it just really irks me. But anyway, going back to Scripture, you know, the whole Genesis 6 thing, and in Genesis 3 with dealing with Eve, I thought it was very interesting that when Eve is talking to this serpent, okay, which, you know, some say it was angelic, some say it was a snake, but I don't believe this was a snake in a tree because he was on his feet, and later on he gets cursed. And he gets cursed above what? The cattle. So I thought, here we go. Here's another situation with cattle. But Eve is never scared of talking to this serpent. And I don't know about you, Frank. I haven't had any conversations with any lizards lately.
Nor have I.
Have you?
No, I
haven't. And I live in the desert, but I have not had a lizard come up on its 2 feet and talk to me.
Well,
and we have a conversation.
You know what? But let's look at it even a step further than that. And you're absolutely right on point. I agree. Excuse me. Their whole existence, Adam and Eve, they only had conversations with God. I mean, you know, it's
right.
Not like they walked through the garden, they said hello to the lion. The lion said, how's it going, guys? Then they waved to the goat, and the goat said, hey, beautiful weather we're having here in the Garden of Eden,
right.
Isn't it? And all of a sudden, a just snake starts talking, and she's not even surprised or remotely, you know.
She doesn't even have any fear, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a talking snake, it would be the first talking snake in the history of the entire world, and
yep.
She displays no surprise.
Right. And this is what, you know, and evangelicals and preachers and teachers and everything else are telling this story, and it realized and dawned on me, you know what, this gal, there's no movement in her emotions that says, hey, I'm talking with a snake or I'm talking with a reptile. I'm talking with a reptilian. Okay? There's nothing there. It's like she's just talking with another man or woman. And I thought, this is odd. And what does he try to convince her? Hey, if you eat this fruit, you are going to have a whole new dimension. You're going to see things differently. And of course, you know, and when we always put it on Eve, but you know, it's not like Adam was saying there, whoa, stop, don't do it. He, you know, it wasn't happening that way. So what we have here is a real situation. Something very, very unique took place here, and it's coded in here to where we have to go and figure out, wait, what is this going on? What is this about the cattle? Why did this, you know, obviously this serpent was cursed, and then it had to slide on its belly, now producing the snake. This says it was on an upright position before it went down. So what are we to say? Does this mean that it slithered off and went underground? What are we dealing with here? So there's some very interesting issues if we really read that kind of bring us up to date today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We have I believe, very, very, very truthful that when we see the proof in the Bible, it's very clear that there are things going on. In fact, even one of the chapters of my book, I talk about the tunnels underneath and leading even to the Mormon temple. So, you know, this is something that these things, or whatever it is, are living amongst us today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're getting ready to come out. I mean, there are sightings. Again, the theory in the book, I believe that we're also going to see a huge, huge sighting in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see scads of ships that fly over Jerusalem. This is going to be definitely in the end times.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of things that we're right on the verge of experiencing here, for better or for worse. And you know, there's something to all of this. You know, and you mentioned really going from, you know, tying this all together, you know, the Nephilim, the offspring of the fallen angels and human women. If you read, you know, extensively about these creatures, you know, in essence, they couldn't be fed. So, you know, they started to drink blood of cows and other things like that. And then they switched to humans. You know, and I think that when you look at mythology or lore or anything like that, it's just chock full of bases in truth. And I think that if you look at the legends of vampires and whatnot, I mean, well, there you go. You've got them right there. And you look at the abduction scenarios, how many times have they found cattle where they've been completely drained of blood?
Exactly. And
so,
here's what's interesting, too, is now with this this Hemelpure blood, they're going to inject our boys overseas that are in this so-called terrorism war. Mm-hmm. And when they're in bad shape, they're going to give them cow's blood, and they don't even have to, you know, have consent. They're just going to put cow's blood. Now, you know, why?
Well, they're doing that here in the States as well.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Why?
Yep. Well, it's to take us to a situation like it was in the days of Noah,
yes,
where our blood is corrupted. Now, I mean, how many times in Scripture is the word blood mentioned or referenced in some capacity as being something very, very, you know, important, very, very significant?
It has to be kept pure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, there's many, many different things. And I'm not somebody to say, oh, don't get a blood transfusion, don't donate blood or anything like that. But, you know, I do
not
think
from
that,
a cow.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. I mean, if you want to go ahead and get all cross species on me, Ronnie, yes, absolutely not from a cow. But, you know, at the same time, I don't want to mislead anybody into making medical judgments because I am in no way qualified to do so. One of the things that is mentioned in the book is very, very important, and I have some experience with this, as I have known many people who have needed it, sought it, practiced it, whatever you want to call it, and that would be deliverance work. And I'd like to take a step back before we lead into that. You have a term that I had never heard of in the book. Its abbreviation is MID.
Yes.
Would you talk about that and maybe how that applies to deliverance and all the stuff we've covered in the last hour and 42 minutes?
Well, MID stands for manipulated, to be intimidated, to be dominated. And it goes back, this takes me back to the mid to end of the 90s, and I was in a church and began to learn from a man who dealt with deliverance. And I dealt with this lady that basically her eyes turned black like a shark and just some weird things happening. So I thought, boy, this is way over my head. I better go and you know, call my local church and see if they can help me. And, of course, the pastor said, whoa, 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 I don't do that. You need to talk to so-and-so. So, of course, I talked to so-and-so, and so-and-so happens to be ex-San Francisco PD who even dealt with Anton LaVey. So long and short of it, he begins to share and show me deliverance ministry. And deliverance ministry, I have to say, has got to me, it is the most tiring, draining, rough and tough ministry in the entire face of the earth, because you deal with everything demonically that, you know, people say, oh, there's no such thing as demons. Well, I tell you, just be in deliverance ministry for about 2 weeks and you will really face the truth about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, but people are influenced by a demonic realm. And again, this goes right into the UFO agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They are influenced to do things. They are influenced, you know, people that smoke cigarettes. Think about it. You smoke the cigarette because you like it. You're told you like it. And who tells you you like it? You're told you need it. Because if you can be manipulated, then you can be intimidated, and then you'll be dominated.
Mm.
And this is a form of the highest control that one could have. And this MID is being used today in all situations, I think even into some of the shadow governments and using MID even into our governments. The shadow government has got its tentacles inside of our government now, and we have few government leaders that are really, what I would say, truthful and trying to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
There's few left because the tentacles of this has been, you know, this shadow has now moved in to the forefront. And we are very much being led into this very end time. And if we do not get our minds together. That's why Ephesians 6 talks about the helmet of salvation. What does the helmet cover? Covers your mind. This is where they're going to deal with this. And when you look at all the mind control and the situations, they got a new wave, electronic wave gun that will hit us and change us and change our minds. And everything is always dealing with the mind. So if we do not have a protection over our mind, we are really, really going to be in trouble in these last days.
Absolutely. And that's why deliverance is really a it's something that, I'd say most people could probably benefit from something like this. And I've done shows on it, and I've spoken with people who've done it. And just really, when you think about movies like The Exorcist, which, yes. People forget was based on a true story. However, yes. It wasn't a girl, it was a boy. But, we're talking about that's small potatoes compared to some of the stuff I've heard.
Well, I remember one of my first situations I was called in on. There was a lady on the floor of a church. And they called me in and said, Ronnie, please come down. So I said, okay, I'll come down. I went down, and here's this lady in the church, and there was about four men, a couple of women that were around her, and the four men were kind of holding her down. And when she would go into a demonic attack, she could kick these two guys off of her feet, and they probably, one of them was about 275 pounds, the other one about 225. She kicked them off like they were Nerf balls. I mean, just, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, the strength of this these entities, the strength, and most people that have been dealt with an abduction where these entities in any way, shape, or form grab them, and that this has happened, they can't get loose. And they say that these things have a strength like they've never seen, like the 10 football players. Just incredible. So deliverance is very important. And the more that we have a self-control, and that's very hard, to have a self-control, the more we beat the MID system.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing. Like you said, make sure your foundations are firm as far as your faith goes. One of the things you have in the book is a series of questions that you would ask someone who suspects they could possibly be abducted. Do you want to go through some of those as far as why they're important or why they're in the book, I should say? Because one of the things, for example, that surprised me was asking someone about their race, their genealogy, in essence. Is there certain genetic, markers that maybe are of more interest in these abduction-type scenarios?
Well, my chapter coming into the know, this is where, we talk about the difference. I talk about the different things of finding out, what is really going on. Have you been abducted, Do you believe you've been abducted? Have you ever had lights come into the room? And there's so many different questions. Do you have nosebleeds? Because most of the time in abductions, they do not know. A lot of people just think they have bad dreams. Most abductions come as a dream state. And I find it interesting as well as the Indians, when you're talking about, nationalities, the Indians have... Maybe it's because they deal in a spiritual state. I don't know.
Let me jump in here, Ronnie. I'm sorry. To be specific, Native Americans is what you're referring to. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Native Americans. Basically, I don't know if they're more spiritual. I have no idea. But they deal in this realm quite often, and it is also known that Jewish people, for some reason, are abducted. Now, why this is, I have no idea. But when you come into the know, basically, there's a lot of things almost looking like it's a dream state. And people think, I'm just having nightmares. It's not really being abducted. So they throw it off. And usually it's somewhere in the early 30s that they come into the know and they realize that these are not just nightmares, that there's marks in their body, they're having nosebleeds, there's situations taking place. And so I was working with a special man, Graham Conway out of UFOBC, and he has since passed away, a wonderful man, and he 30-something years of research and developed these questions and was allowed me to use these questions in the book so that people could find out if they have been abducted. And it's very eerie, and I think sometimes when people read these, they kind of go, wait a second, man, there's a few of these that really... deal with myself. And I, you know, then they start looking into some of their nightmares and realizing, is this a truth? Maybe I need to go further. Because a lot of times when we deal with something very bad, we put it in a denial state. We put it in a place where we don't want to deal with it. It's not a reality. And we just shrug it off. And this actually takes us to a place to deal with the problem. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, is there a place you can recommend someone go if, well, obviously they can read the questions in your book and whatnot, but do you actually do deliverance work yourself, or do you know of a place someone can go if it's something that they are seeking for themselves?
Yes, I do know a place they can go, and I have done it in extreme cases. I did it for about 4 years, and I just got completely drained. Mm-hmm. And I told God, I said, God, if you want me to do this, I will do this. But it's not something, it really tears your family up. There's something, you know, the spiritual attack is overwhelming.
Sure.
There is, you know, somebody out of Phoenix that does it as well. But the only reason I don't usually give names is because sometimes it's all about the money and I don't like
that. Absolutely. Well, they can, of course, contact you through your website, soldoutwarning.com. Folks, please stay with us. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with our guest, Ronnie McMullen, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
You were the girl that changed my world.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number two already here. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it sure does seem that way to me. Frankly Speaking Radio, and our guest tonight, Ronnie McMullen. Ronnie, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Boy, it has gone by so quick. Let's talk a little bit about this, though. Obviously, extraterrestrials and the like have been portrayed in the media quite a bit. They've been in television, movies, books, you name it. It's everywhere. But the one thing that has really surprised me is the coverage they've been getting in the mainstream news as of late.
Yes.
That,
yes,
to me, indicates a certain amount of, our place in this sort of giant timeline.
Yeah, we're you know, the media plays a huge part of this E.T., you know, alien fallen angel routine. You know, I believe that Steven Spielberg is very, very involved in this. He was kind of the ones that broke the ice for Americans. I mean, this goes clear back, really, with Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater and War of the Worlds. But Steven Spielberg has really taken it to a level like no other person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got introduced to Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We got introduced to E.T., and E.T. was kind of a great one because it made these extraterrestrials. Anytime you say ET, you think of a little guy, this little, you know, 3.5 foot cute little guy that's helping this little kid. But if you notice, his movies have changed in the last few years, and we're seeing things change in the midst of these things are not here for good. They're here to cause damage. And then, of course, the media, we're still seeing the, you know, like Chicago O'Hare Airport and the whole UFO flying over there in November of 2006. And, you know, it was a weather phenomena. That's what we're told. So the media is very involved.
Yes, they are.
In what we believe and how we believe it. In fact, a lot of Americans are not fearful of these fallen angels, aliens, ETs, because we've seen so much, like the movie Mel Gibson and Signs.
Yeah.
There's so many movies out there. In fact, I think one of the most incredible movies that's ever out there that's probably the closest to the reality is Steven Spielberg's Taken, which is very, very hard to get now. Do you remember? Did you ever see that?
It's a miniseries, I believe. And, it aired for a while on, I think it was on Sci-Fi.
Yes.
I don't know if it's available on DVD or anything, but I only caught bits and pieces of it. What about it was so significant in your mind?
I think as I'm learning about this Blue Beam project, I believe that there's a scene in that movie where Dakota Fanning is dealing with a situation, and everybody's dealing with this spaceship. They're dealing with the ETs, what's going on in their mind. And when she's all said and done, she created it in her mind. In other words, it was a huge illusion. None of it happened. They just think it happened. And I think that's a huge piece of the pie. And I didn't understand that until I started diving into Project Bluebeam.
Yeah.
Then it all started, because I thought in that movie when I saw that, what is this all about? I didn't get it. And I thought, well, there's a lot of times I don't get it. But
hey, Ronnie,
you watch.
Can I ask you to hold through the legal ID into the next hour, and we'll just we'll come back. You'll finish your thought. We'll give out all your contact info and whatnot. If that's okay with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Folks, please stay with us. We'll be back in about 90 seconds with the beginning of our third hour, Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.